You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Researchers from the University of Auckland have shown how cows can successfully be toilet trained, similar to that of cats and dogs. Lindsay Matthew and Douglas Elif conducted the research project with help from colleagues in Germany. The research explained how toilet training cows could help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and water contamination. In New Zealand, agriculture makes up almost half of the emissions. Joe speaks to one of the researchers, Douglas Elif, on the matter.
Tell me a bit about the research you're doing with cows and how it affects the environment.
Okay, so cow urine is very high in nitrogen. Nitrogen, as it breaks down, produces two serious environmentally damaging substances, which are nitrates, which can get into the water and help to contaminate the water, and also nitrous oxide, which is a very potent greenhouse gas. So if we could capture at least some of the urine that each cow generates, then it would be possible to mitigate some of those effects by getting rid of the nitrogen, by treating it. So what we thought we would do would be to see whether we could train cows to urinate in a particular place, which would make it easier to collect. We did that by reinforcing them, rewarding them with food for doing so. They learned how to do this really quite quickly. So they would, after training for, say, 5 to 10 urinations, they would enter the area where we wanted them to urinate on their own in order to earn the food. So that's what we did, and we think that by doing this, we've demonstrated proof that cows are able to attend to their own urinary reflexes, and they're able to learn to withhold urination until they're in the right place to do it. So we think that could be helpful.
I read that this idea had been in the works for a while, even as far back as 2007, where this topic was discussed during a radio interview.
Well, Lindsay did originally. He was the first person who came up with this idea, and because we've got kind of overlapping but similar expertise, but slightly different, he thought that it would be helpful to bring me into it too, together with some German colleagues, and we got funding from the Volkswagen Foundation in Germany to do the original research, and we're now looking to keep on going with it here.
Some people may read this and think it's a bit far-fetched, yet your research has shown that cows could possibly be trained the same way dogs or cats could be.
Well, we didn't know whether that would prove to be the case, but we found that it did. It was the case. So we weren't sure yet whether this would work. We usually think of cows, peeing all over the place without control. So we wanted to know, have they got control? And the answer proved to be yes, they can. If you train them, they can learn when to urinate and when to withhold urination.
Our dairy industry is responsible for a large portion of our emissions. Is the next step to apply your research in a New Zealand context?
So that would certainly be the next thing that we'd like to do. We need to figure out how we can scale this up to get it to work with large numbers of animals. In order to do that, we'd have to have some way to sense automatically when they're urinating, and also to give them rewards automatically for urinating. We haven't yet developed that, but we don't think it'll be particularly difficult to do. A technical problem rather than scientific problem.
Are there any challenges that come with a project like this? For example, any economical challenges?
Yeah, well, it would certainly cost something to do, to train each individual animal, which is why we need to automate it. But if the government's going to set emission targets that could only be met by reducing herd numbers, then there would be a good economic imperative to do this instead, so that farmers wouldn't have to reduce their herd numbers so much. The biggest technical problem I think we'll have doing it here is that our cows live outside most of the time, whereas in Europe and North America they tend to live in barns most of the time. So we need to understand things like how many toilets we need scattered around our paddocks, how far cows will be willing to walk to get to those. We know that they'll walk some distance, but we don't know what the limits on that would be. Things like that. So problems with scaling it up, and particularly for our outdoor farming context, pastoral farming rather than barn farming. I think that this would be difficult. What we wanted to do was to show that we had a technique that could work, that this was something that cows could learn to do, and we've shown that. What we do with that next will be what we do next. We don't know yet.
Final question. Has lockdown brought any challenges for you and your research?
Well, most of the empirical work, the actual data collecting, had been done before COVID-19. So since then, we've been working on writing up papers. So this stuff is now published in a pretty prestigious journal called Current Biology. And so things like that get done remotely anyway. If anything, it's been difficult holding meetings here to see how we could go on to the next stages. So we've had to do all that remotely, electronically. Not so good as actually meeting people.
Douglas and his team will look to continue progressing their research during the lockdown period as they look for ways to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and water contamination. Thank you so much for producing that one, Joe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.